Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe.
So to break up these categories, I'd like to play some audio from the show. This one is from February 23rd, and I'm not kidding you. I thought about this term all weekend. This show was on a Friday, and I thought about it all weekend. Naked gay body.
Okay, so I'm thinking, I don't know what my next project's going to be on. I have a couple ideas, but my dad, when he was 8 years old, he was in...
So this is Bradley Folsom, who...
He's a professor and an author, historian.
Yeah, PhD.
Very intelligent.
I think our official historian. I want to have that guy on again. I loved him.
He's fun. And he's telling us a story about his dad.
Indiana, he was playing Cowboys and Indians, which is very 1950s thing to do, when him and his buddies came across a car with a naked gay body in it. And so...
Okay, see, a lot of people don't describe bodies that way.
Yeah, how can you tell?
We find out later it was naked gay body. So
rectum was.
You find out later he was gay.
Yes. So this is the story.
The
my
naked
dad
part
heard.
Probably presented itself pretty quickly.
Right. Right.
Yes. Yeah. But and then the later on, like they didn't determine at the time he was a naked gay body.
The rainbow
like,
tattoo.
In subsequent information led them to conclude it was gay. So
because of the cane. Oh no! Wait, that's blind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the cane was.
Okay, Blake. And, there you go.
Well,
right.
It could pretty good.
He could be either.
Well, it's 8 year old in 1950, so I don't even know if they would have parsed it out. Anyway, but
can blind people be gay? 214-787 Dumb.
Naked gay body. That threw me, man.
I feel really like you replayed me. That because no one acknowledged the best line in it was when you started to try to describe how they knew because.
The cane was...
You said no, you said rectum, and then I don't know if you're going for stretch marks or what you were going to add to that, but...
It's okay. I can fly under the radar.
Okay.
It's all right. I tried to work back with the cane going somewhere.
It is very funny.
Bradley just tried to plow through.
Yeah, someone that smart could get that mixed up on such a simple term. They found a dead person who later turned out to be homosexual. In the event that that's even like a needed detail,
right? Or like, right? Yeah.
Oh, I know this. I could spot this anywhere. It's a naked gay body.
All right. Next category: time capsule. So these are things that I'll check. You know, maybe they're longer bets or claims. February 1st, Jake says Texas will go 6-6 in the SEC next year. Just know that I got that.
Got any Texas grads in here?
No.
Okay.
February 9th.
I think they're going to have a tough time.
Well, yeah.
Oh, did you see the Arch news?
What a
little baby.
Yeah, what a bitch.
So what? He says he doesn't want to be on the new college football EA Sports game because he wants to focus on football.
Yeah.
Do you see like the overworked Twitter stuff on that?
I guess not. But
Arch discovering he doesn't actually have to be
play
in the
every
game,
time
or?
Somebody fires up. He's like, oh, God, another game.
Yeah, like
And what he doesn't understand is he's going to be in the game as soon as someone releases a roster update. It's gonna be him.
Yeah, and you can and just so do what just, Blake and I did manually.
Yeah,
update
and someone will do that immediately. So he just opted out of $600 in a copy of the game. That's all he did.
That's what it is. $600.
Yeah,
if that.
That's
but
what
it's
they.
Like, you're going to focus on football? Like,
yeah, that's silly.
If you had the number one draft pick this year, you're the Cowboys, and Arch was available, you could just pick Arch. You haven't even seen him play college yet. Would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
Over Caleb.
Yeah.
You have to, dude.
Arch?
Come on, man.
It's Manning. He's been groomed by them. He's been taught. He knows how to act. He knows how to be.
Well,
he's
clearly
focused
not.
On, he's focused on football.
Clearly
right.
not.
What do you mean, clearly not?
Man, Peyton was on the cover of NFL Fever for years. He gets it. Arch is just being a little baby.
That he knows you're not going to celebrate till you get there.
That's right.
He's not going to buy Louis Vuitton because they're going to play in Las Vegas.
That's the culture change I need from the Cowboys.
Right.
February 9th, Jake says he'll watch the morning show if we watch Generation Kill. We have to do that.
That's an easy trade, yeah.
We have to do that.
That could be a good thing
I
to do.
I thought about firing it up last night, but didn't. But I will.
Could be a thing I do in France or on the way to France.
Yeah, people love that.
Yeah. Finally, February 23rd.
Just watch a show about America invading Iraq.
February 23rd, Jake claims he cannot be beat at rock, paper, scissors. I would like to offer you another challenger.
Is it best of three, five, or what?
Best of three.
Okay.
You down, Philip? Pretty good. Philip says he's pretty good. Well, now, you took down Tanner last time, but I just want to make sure I want you to follow up on your claim that you cannot be beat at rock, paper, scissors.
What's your normal move? Is just like a bang, bang, bang? Dun, dun, dun. Okay. You want to count us down?
We'll sure. Go. Three, two.
No, hold on. We'll do it together. All right, we'll kind of wipe that one off.
That's what she said.
Uh-oh.
Wow, oh, he got beat.
Oh, no.
Can you
handshake? Yeah. Wow, I would never have done that to you, Jake.
I mean, I feel like the fact that I didn't get my first one in there.
That did change the home field advantage.
It's rigged. Rigged.
But he did beat me.
A quick check on
the...
Don't admit it.
Look.
Never admit defeat.
I feel like I am at like a 75% clip, though.
Wow. We've changed the claim.
Coming down. A brief check of the Kemp Spins list.
Damn it.
In your previous life, you were at 445.
Just an unsustainable pace.
In AT time, your new life.
It's biblical. After
you're already up to 31. 31 new unique ones.
That doesn't feel like that different of a rate, but...
Well, I just thought that you might have blown a lot of your load at the previous place, and you may not have room for more, but you do. So just a brief run through some of these. Bobby Brown?
I mean, you could go forever, but the one that you were not aware of was that when Whitney Houston was taking so many pills... which makes you constipated, Bobby Brown had to fetch doo-doo out of her bottom. And that was featured in a documentary about their relationship.
I love this
one. And that is the term they actually used.
Fetch?
Yeah.
Mary Steenburgen? I love this one, too.
No way. She has one?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, though. It's that she suffered like a stroke or some sort of medical event. And from then on was like, I can't stop hearing music. And so she learned how to play piano, I think learned how to play guitar, maybe even learned how to sing and recorded, or at least wrote several songs because for whatever reason, like whatever happened to her neurologically made it to where she can't stop hearing music.
So there's still a chance for me.
Yeah, no, it's like
I
whenever,
might be a musician someday.
I think every time we talk about this, we reference like, you know, the person who just, like, gets struck by lightning and knows Mandarin or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real or not, but it's probably the only way you and I are learning Mandarin.
Let's just do two more. Ben Affleck.
There's so many again, but the one that I think you're referring to is that when Jennifer Garner, who was at that point his ex-wife, drove him to rehab, they stopped a Jack in a Box on the way. There's a photo of him in the car, clearly fucked up.
Then he gets out of rehab and dumps her. Yeah.
Yes. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
And then.
You can probably find the photo. Yeah, there's a hilarious picture of him in like the back seat of a sedan. And I may be remembering this incorrectly, but it's clear that he was like, babe, tacos.
Been eating cafeteria food for 2 weeks and need something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez, man.
Like, however bad you feel about yourself.
He's in the back seat.
You have not been there. Like, I've been down.
He's the king of
beating
down teams, right?
She is literally passing back to him. And I'm pretty sure that's Minnie Driver, who he used to be. Or no, Matt Damon, right? Maybe Matt Damon was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the movie, but I thought.
I think they dated.
Yeah, so he's got two of his exes here. On the way to rehab. The dumbs are dumbs are dumbs.